What a mighty God. Amen.
James Musonda has criticized the government's silence on former president's treatment. Trust Africa has commended Zambia for introducing the new decent work guidelines for the cotton subsector. In international news, dozens of activists staged a protest in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, following the death of a 31-year-old man in police custody. In sports, Galatasaray is confident of keeping Super Eagles forward Victor Osimhen.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The details. Social anthropologist Dr. James Musonda has condemned the UPND government for its refusal to answer questions regarding how they treated Mr. Lungu prior to his death. He criticized the Minister of Foreign Affairs for avoiding accountability and emphasized the need for transparency to maintain public trust. Dr. Musonda also raised concerns about the implications of a family boycott of the funeral, warning that such actions could tarnish Zambia's reputation. He urged government to clarify its position promptly, as he believes the PF may exploit the situation politically. Meanwhile, the ruling UPND has expressed disappointment over the PF's decision to hold a parallel funeral for Edgar Lungu, rejecting the government's 7-day national mourning period. PF Vice President Given Luwinda stated that the party had declared its own mourning before the government's announcement. Now we are joined live by Mr. Clifton Chifuwe, Executive Director of the Center for Peace Research and Advocacy, to get his perspective on the ongoing political tensions between the government and the PF regarding the late president's funeral arrangements. Good afternoon, Mr. Chifuwe, and thank you for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Viola, and thank you for having me on this interview.
Mr. Chifuwe, regarding the parallel funeral organized by the PF, what impact do you think this will have on national unity during this time of mourning? Because a lot of people are confused.
Thank you very much, Viola. And first of all, I must say that the situation is actually deeply sensitive and complex because it has political, legal, diplomatic and national security concerns or dimensions. So the death of the former head of state, like President Lungu, especially under the circumstances that we have seen over the past few days, requires careful navigation to actually avoid national instability, to avoid international embarrassment, or even to avoid long-term political divisions. So it has, from our end as an institution, it has two major concerns that really are very concerning for us. Number one is conflict vulnerabilities that it creates the country. And then the second is diplomatic breaches or implications. This standoff, Viola, if you like, causes significant conflict vulnerabilities to the country in the sense that if there is political polarization and violence, as we are seeing, there are actually two competing funeral sites, and the issuing of inflammatory accusations, these are potential conflict undertones that can incite clashes between the TF supporters and the state security or other rival groups. At the same time, there's also erosion of public trust in institutions, in the sense that if the public perceives the state as being disrespectful or the PF as being disruptive, confidence in the democratic institutions of this nation and the national unit is actually eroded and weakened further. And also security risks at funeral events. As you may be aware, there are two funeral sites at the moment. There is Belvedere by the state and the PF Secretariat. So these parallel gatherings could actually become crash points for violence, especially if security concerns or security wings were to move in to try and control the situation. And there's also some kind of competing information that is filtering through social media. Now, on the diplomatic side, it is important to note that if PF and the Tonse Alliance and the Lungu family insist on a private funeral against the wishes of the state, there are several diplomatic challenges that arise. Number one, disruption of protocol for foreign dignitaries that might want to come and actually mourn President Edgar Lungu. At the same time, there are also questions about Zambia's political stability. As you may know, Zambia is not an island state. It depends on donor support. And therefore, donor nations and regional bodies like the AU or the SADC, they may see this as a political volatile situation, potentially impacting aid, investment, or diplomatic relations with other nations. And at the same time, as I mentioned earlier, Viola, this could be an embarrassment at an international level. A poorly handled funeral of this magnitude could actually be cited in foreign media forums as evidence of international disarray or some form of maybe authoritarian tendency. So as an institution, we are concerned, and here is what we would want to suggest. Maybe it could be the way out in trying to handle this precarious situation. We would give advice in twofold. To the state, first of all, we want to comment that the state has initiated some form of dialogue or mediation with the family. That's commendable. The second is we request the state to continue upholding the law with compassion or sympathy. Now, we may all be aware that while the government has actually constitutional authority to oversee the value of the former head of state, it must exercise this right with empathy, recognizing the family's grief and the party's sentimental attachment to the late president. At the same time, we also want to encourage the state to continue taking the approach they've taken over avoiding force or coercion, which is highly recommended, because any appearance of the state using force to impose its decisions may escalate actually tensions. And so instead, let them emphasize on cooperation and not confrontation. And then to the PF Tonse Alliance, we would want to say, as opposition and prospective next government in waiting, it is important to respect national protocols. Now, while personal and party sentiments may actually be expressed, the late president was a national figure. Therefore, a state funeral is not just symbolic. It actually recognizes his constitutional law and the legacy that he held, he left. Also, blocking this is divisive, and it would be a clear attempt to diminish his stature as former head of state. And therefore, we would want to encourage the TF and Tonse Alliance, maybe including the family, to actually engage in constructive dialogue and get to a win-win situation with the state. At the same time, they should also avoid politicizing this funeral. And if we are to pave the way for peace, they should actually condemn and verify the claim, such as we have heard that the state has possibly could have poisoned the former head of state. Such are actually inflammatory statements and are bent to divide people. This is the time